Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh God, I've just come on here because Lincoln's exhausting with being Victor Meldrew today. Dear God, I thought we were just going out for a nice little, you know, when we go on our little, when we pretend we're a retirement couple, and then we went to the Levenshulme Antique Market, and it was jolly nice, but oh my God, it's whinging about everything. And what was the other thing you just were ranting on about there?
Look, I am just saying about, I don't understand why British Gas...
Oh!
Hang on, they've got my mobile number, they ring me, they're asking if Mr. Townley, I'm obviously going to say yes, 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 and then they say, can I have your date of birth, please? I said, no, you can't have my date of birth. Well, we can't move forward unless you give me your date of birth. I said, well, I don't want to move forward. You rung me. What are you even talking about? I don't even understand why you're ringing me on my mobile. How's the utility company got my mobile?
Well, because literally when you go in any shop, even to buy a bottle of milk or a pair of knickers, they go, would you like to leave us your email, name and address, perhaps bank account details, what day your grandmother was born? You know, I know we say no and they look at you as if, oh, you don't. It's like, no, I just want to. Here's the money and there's the knickers. What's that? £93. There you go. I'll just pay for that. Thank you very much.
It's like all these things, the club card thing, everything drives me insane.
No, but it's like it's
you've
like
got a club card.
No, but it's like with all of the scams going around. Oh. It's like when the bank ring you, and then they go, they ring you. Is that Mrs. Townley? Yes, this is it. I'm going to have to take you through a security check. No, you're not, because you've rung me.
This is it. I don't understand any of it.
Well,
I'm drawing out today, Dan. I'm the juicy cracker. I need to understand. I want people to get back to us on this. Why is it that we're asked all these questions when they've rung us?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we'll just chill your beans. Well, that's a nice car. And I just had a disappointing morning. I've geared a lot around this morning, going to my specialist to get my MRI results, my allergy results, and to talk about my snoring thing. And the specialist, he's not going to charge me because he didn't have any information that he needed.
Was he a specialist?
Well, he is a specialist, but he said it was his fault. I saw him in a different hospital, his choice. And he said, I don't have any of the notes, and he didn't know who I was from a bar of soap as regards a previous patient. Petrol. And so we were invited to a fabulous party tonight, which we didn't go to, that being the main reason. And
I can't juicy crack it today. I can't.
What? You know?
Fill up. I'm filling up with fuel.
Okay.
I'll let you carry on.
Okay. And so I'm really cross about that because, you know, you can't get these appointments on the NHS for years. And so you go privately, and then the computer that he was using was, says me, Miss Technophobe, was antiquated. I mean, he could bet he was a one-finger computer person, which I would be as well. but nothing was coming up. It was just not good. And then he said, he asked me all these questions and I had to keep going, yeah, remember you said this. Yeah, remember you said that. And it was slowly dawning on him. Anyway, it's just fucking disappointing and annoying. So there you go. The Meldrews are bang on it today. It's Monday morning. And I'm in London. I'm off to work because bank holidays don't exist in my job. Never have. So I'm off there. We've got an extended show today. Had a lovely weekend. What did I do on Saturday? Oh my God, on Saturday, I went to the gym in the morning and I came back and I sat on the settee and I slept from 3 till 7, straight through. Honestly, Nana Naparama. Thank you, Lucy. The lovely Lucy Fallon was just on. New mum, had a baby in January, looks amazing, doing amazing. As it's maternal mental health week, so it's always important to ask new mums how they are doing. And she's doing great, so that's fantastic.
Happy birthday.
Oh, here's Brenda singing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Linda and Sarita. Happy birthday to you.
The voice of an angel.
Come in, Daisy. Daisy's bringing me some choices I'm doing podcasty things, which you featured quite a bit on now. Daisy's bringing me some choices for tomorrow's show. I really do like that.
Pink co-opt.
Where's that from? Mark Hayes. Yeah. Oh, from Mark's collection at wherever it is, yeah. Okay, pink, yeah.
You've got khaki blazer.
Yes, I like that with the sleeves rolled up. I also like that.
And then a floor suit.
I like that. Yeah. Oh, also, I'm going to a thing tomorrow night. That might go straight through. Yeah, I really like that, actually. About to see my friend Rebecca Humphreys in a play called Blackout Songs, which I've been wanting to see for ages. It was in the Small Theatre at Hampstead, and it's been received with such acclaim and I believe it's nominated for an Olivier Award. I'll have to double-check that. I'm sure it is. And it's now transferred to the Main Theatre in Hampstead. So couldn't come last week because I wasn't well, but I am here tonight with Darren and I can't wait to see it. Darren is my very, 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 very old friend. He's not very old, but he's an old friend. We met at Coronation Street and Darren was the archivist. So he was responsible for any archive material. And I remember saying to him, I said, Tim did an episode in the late 1970s where he was a bingo caller in a bingo hall with Hilda Ogden. And within half an hour, Darren had sourced that episode for me. He also wrote many of the Coronation Street books. He wrote Betty Driver's autobiography, more autobiographies of the cast. And also he... what did you win?
What did we get in?
What did you win for the Road to Coronation Street that you...
A BAFTA.
You won a BAFTA.
And an RTS.
This is for my Juicy Crack podcast because I do bits of my day.
So
this
is Darren. RTS.
So Darren won a BAFTA and an RTS. And RTS is Royal Television Society. What are you asking me?
What are we seeing?
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell Darren what we're seeing. I'll tell you what we're seeing. Darren also, not only does he write EastEnders, he used to write Coronation Street, but he didn't start writing Coronation Street till after I'd left. and now he also... Oh, yeah, tell me what's happening in the reality show world, what you're doing.
Well, I do Made in Chelsea. I've always done that. And I'm always with Netflix on Young, Famous and African. And Dubai Bling.
Oh, my God, yeah, you're doing Dubai Bling. You know, yeah. I went to Dubai in February.
Yeah, I know, I was there just before
you. That's right,
yeah.
Because I saw quite a few people over there as well. I just forgot how many people lived out there, but you had to come back because you weren't... Cause
I
you
did
got
me back in, I oh, threw me back,
back
in on the
in.
Beach, yeah.
So you were out there Dubai Blinging?
Yeah, yeah,
where
big,
do you
big
get
boss.
The, what sort of people are in Dubai Bling?
Billionaires.
Oh, billionaires.
So we've just seen Blackout Songs with my friend Rebecca Humphreys. And Darren, review, please.
Review. Really, really powerful. Really questioning your life about drink. And, well, I know we've all done that.
Yeah. I mean, for someone 11 years sober, seeing it was just so fucking powerful. I mean, honestly, I can't tell you. Because I could see it from... I'm just seeing it from the acting, I'm seeing it from the writing, and then I'm seeing it from the alcoholic. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's all these different dimensions. And
you're a really, really good alcoholic, Rebecca.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, you are. But no, for anybody thinks that playing alcoholics, people would be playing drunks on stage. It's not like that.
Oh, yeah, we don't play drunk ever.
You don't play drunk ever. There's not one moment of drunk acting in that show, no. Which is... I think probably the first time I've ever seen that with a play about people being drunk.
Yeah, we made that decision quite early on. So
who directed it?
Guy Jones directed it, who's an amazing director, but we all in the room had this decision that I said on day one, I'm assuming that we're not acting drunk.
Yeah.
That's right. And I'll tell you why, because the dialogue is so good and everything that you need to know about how powerful these people's feelings like jump from A to B, or like how they cut each other off in the way that you do when you're drunk. You don't need to do it.
And the way I mean, that's my favorite type of theater, the way that you just use, basically it's a few chairs in the middle of a room and the way that they structure it around
it's that. My favorite too.
Oh my god, I just and I was even like, I was even sort of taken in with just the use of the vodka bottle when he pours it away, going, oh, how are they doing that on the stage?
Yeah, magic.
Fucking unbelievable. Honestly, it's only on until Saturday, so try and see it. So here I am again at work. I feel like I'm always here at the minute. And I'm a vision in Cerise. I'm wearing it. Yeah, a Cerise by Freeman's. Cerise, it's nice, actually, because I'm going to the theatre again tonight to see the newly revamped Oklahoma. I've heard mixed things about it. I think that if you are, which I was, to be honest, expecting Oklahoma with everybody in sort of cowboy things and gingham, lots of gingham, you're going to be disappointed. But it's a new reworked, sexy and dark side of it. Anyway, Sarah Davies is here today from Dragon's Den. And craft master extraordinaire, and she is going to be doing some bunting with us. Hello, I'm doing a little bit of recording for my Juicy Crack podcast.
Oh.
And this is Natalie, who is our showbiz editor. Show business editor, and Natalie is in charge of all of the. Well, I've known Natalie for 100 years, when you were a journalist.
That is true.
Haven't I?
You have.
And
not quite 100 years.
Well, 98. and now she books all of our guests. And invites us to lots of amazing things. Just saying about Oklahoma tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I think you have. Yeah.
I thought I was going to the traditional Oklahoma.
No.
And apparently it's completely not. Have you seen it?
I have.
And? Right, okay. So I've heard traditionalists will not like it.
That is correct. It's very innovative.
Dark and sexy.
Kind of dark and sexy, stripped back.
Same songs,
modern. There are a few surprises, especially coming up to the end of the first half.
Right. I mean, to be honest, I can't really remember the story.
A lady is vying for someone's affection to take her to the barn dance, but playing hard to get.
Right, okay.
But it's got, like, iconic songs like, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Yeah.
I Can't
They're
Say No.
They're not sung like, do, 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 or are they?
No. But it's not kind of all, like...
It's not like Natalie's doing sort of like, as if like, you know, like they swing their arms in a sort of cow barn dance sort of way.
Yeah, there's no hoedown.
I loved Ain't Too Proud, though, which, of course, I saw twice. I loved it. But you see, I love a jukebox musical.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Brenda and We Will Rock You. I just do. Lots of people don't love that, but I do. So anyway, today it's me, Kelly Bryan, Ruth, and... Janet. Yeah, and this is Katie, our floor manager.
This is Denise. Hi there. Ready for you to come and do your rehearsal.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Cerise, I'm doing a little snippet for my podcast. I'm with the gorgeous Sarah Davies, who's going to teach us how to make wabunton.
We are?
What?
But you didn't need to have anything, just a pair of scissors and a stapler.
They insist we need a massive rehearsal for this.
Oh, I said we didn't need to.
Well,
I
you see, like, Sarah said Calla didn't
women,
need to.
Talented women like
if
this.
If we kind of do a bit of
anything. We did.
There's no hope. How are you anyway?
Tremendous.
What's happening?
You look gorgeous.
So do you.
Look at us. We're very coronation ready, aren't we? We've got the white.
Actually,
here.
I didn't even think of the red, white. And, did you?
No. This.
I mean,
somebody said right went and blue. I mean, this would be cerise, but it would look red, white, and blue on the on the thing. Janet's bringing in a knitted crown.
I know, it's fabulous. I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
I made the mistake of saying, "Oh, did you knit that yourself?"
Okay,
should have seen the look I got.
No,
turns out she didn't knit it herself. No.
How much time in actual real life do you do actual crafting?
It goes up and down. In lockdown, I did a lot. That was my kind of bit of escape. Now it's a bit of a busman's holiday again because I'm back to it's work.
It's work.
But I like to find the stuff I don't do for work, so it's a bit different.
Right, okay, what...
Take Sarah.
Oh, we're taking Sarah. Right, we're taking... It's Sarah, isn't it?
Sarah.
Oh, it's Sarah. Oh, is it Sarah? Sarah.
You sounded so cute when you said that, didn't mind.
Sarah. It's our Sarah. It's our Sarah.
You want to put your earpieces in?
Say, stick a rubber hose up your nose, you big fat fucker.
Stick a rubber nose.
No, stick a rubber hose.
Stick a rubber hose.
Up your nose.
Up your nose.
You big fat fucker.
You big fat fucker.
Bloody brilliant.
Got my best friends from my little podcast. I've got my best friend in Rose, and I'm just saying she loves a bit of button. And I was good at it, wasn't I, Sarah Davis?
Never mind, good.
I was definitely the best.
Janet was all about precision, but you were.
And Janet, who said she used to make her own clothes, I don't believe her. I'm sorry, I don't believe her. But I was definitely the best. It wasn't a competition, but I won it, didn't I, Sarah?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Sarah, I'm giving you that one.
Yeah, I think it's a northeast thing. Yeah. I'm a top crafter.
Top crafter.
I'm doing a little bit for my podcast. Did you enjoy the show?
Absolutely brilliant.
Did you?
I'd love to see you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I was definitely the best crafter, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, I was definitely the best.
To say, your suit is awesome.
Do you know, it's from, I'll tell you where it's from. It's from Freeman's. You know, like the catalogues?
Yeah.
Because they sponsor the show. And I'm going out tonight, and I thought, I want to wear something that I can sort of, I can nick and then wear it to go out tonight as well. It's just, I've got to be careful because it's one of those materials that would be a bit sweaty. So I've got to make sure, but it's...
nice.
Yeah, so it's nice, isn't it? Thank you so much. Thank you. All the best. Bye.
Such fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad you came, Weir. Bye, guys. Love you too. Bye, bye, bye. Are you joking me?
No.
I've been doing this show for 20 years and you've never once come.
I certainly didn't think I'd be in the centre of the front bloody room.
No, but I have done this show for 20 years.
No, I've been backstage, but I've never come.
Why?
I don't know.
Because, you know, but the thing is, what a fun day out for, like, you, me, Pam, Stephen or something to do that and then go for lunch at Soho House. Why don't we do it?
That lady who I'm sat next to, Tina, comes every Tuesday. I know all about her now. She was such a lovely lady. And that's her little treat out every week. And she knows Lee and she knows everybody. She knows the
school. Lee's good, isn't he?
He's really good.
I thought you'd say hello because I haven't actually met you.
Sorry, I'm doing a little bit of my podcast. This is James, my director. It's my best friend, Rose. Rose said, in all the years I've been doing this, she's never once come in the audience. How is that possible?
First time for everything, then.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We love hearing your comments. So if you listen to this podcast, I'd love it if you could leave a little review at the end of it, because it really does help us get it out and push it forward. I'm loving doing it. And from the responses, you're enjoying listening to it. So if you can, leave a little review. I'd be really grateful. Thank you.
On my podcast, by just thinking, oh, because this will be a little memory, because Rose and I have been friends since Rose was 17 and I was 18 when we met at Mount View Theatre School all those years ago. And anyway, so we're talking drama school because Rose's son is currently auditioning for them. And it's just, we were just then talking about what we can and can't remember. And we just wished, because I found a journal of a holiday I'd had during drama school when I was 20. And it brought me such joy to read what I'd been doing that I wish we'd journaled.
I know. I really wish it too.
Or do it on voice notes like I do this as well. Do you know what I mean? It's just to have some... Obviously, we can, for me personally, people can Google stuff, but it's not necessarily stuff I'd be glad that they can remember.
Also, I don't know if they're real memories or whether they're false memories, because I remember somebody saying about you that you always had odd socks on or something.
No, that was Don Cotter. Now, Don would remember that. Don, we don't see a lot of, but he was a dear friend of ours. He was older because he didn't go to drama school till he was 21. So he was always a few years older than us. And but Don's memory is remembering, well, remember when we went to that party, and we're talking the late 70s here. Remember when we went to that party in 1980 and Rose had an orange top on and you had blue socks on? I mean, it's unbelievable.
I can't even remember being at the party.
I mean, I wish we could, because we got up to all sorts there. I mean, some of it we probably don't want to remember. No, but you've just said you had a flatmate. I remember when I lived with the Scottish girls. Then I moved to a house in Muswell Hill with five people. I couldn't remember. I've got a vague memory of the lounge, nothing else.
Well, I can't remember who I shared a bedsit with. I had no money, couldn't afford a flat, had to share.
Was it somebody from drama school?
She was on the stage management course, I think. And I truly, if my life depended on it, I couldn't remember a name. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
No, I know, but it was a long time ago, Rosemary. I can't remember last week. Honestly.
Oh, God. What's to become of us?
I know. But there's certain things that were quite, oh, like Boy Oh Boy, the musical. Also, the other thing is, Debbie had sent a box of photos down to Louis to look at, and in it was photos of you in Madwoman of Shio, and us in, was that, what was the one where I had like a black leather skirt on and I was like the prostitute?
No, that was Mad Woman of Shire.
Oh, because what would happen is you'd have a bigger role in one thing and a lesser role in another play. So sometimes I wonder if I remember that thing or if it's just from a photograph. But I'd love to see more of Mount View. Oh. And Hotel Portofino, that's Louis' series. Hotel Paradiso. With the mop caps on. And
where we had to do the keening.
That was Hamlet. I think I've said that on a previous podcast, that when we went to Lake Como, I was so desperate to then go out straight after that I would be fully made up as the women with the veil over, keening. And then when we were giggling and we were meant to go, keening for some reason is what people used to do to grieve the dead. And we were going, because we were laughing so much at something. Oh, my God. I mean, and you, when you were going out with that...
No names, no patril. Don't be...
No, but that American guy from years ago.
Yes, well, we won't go into that.
You're so funny about those days. Didn't you have a dog?
Yes, Sam from Battersea Dogs Home, that turned into a donkey and knocked my poor granny downstairs.
Turned into a donkey?
Well, it was a little dog. They say look at the size of the paws and that will give you an indication of
Oh, he turned
of the
into
dog.
A massive dog.
Massive dog, had small paws, became massive dog, threatened with eviction from the landlord because I wasn't meant to have pets, took up to my parents, she knocked my granny down the stairs and my parents had to get it rehoused on a farm in...
And talking of dogs, do you remember Howard? So my lovely. First, my long relationship was in a... He was quite a sort of heartthrob at the time. And some fan had written to him and said, there's a gift for you at Victoria Station arriving at 10 o'clock tonight. Now, why we went to get that, I've got no idea. But we did.
Yeah.
He was very economic with the truth, so maybe he knew more than he said at the time. But we went to Victoria, got this box, and there was a Labrador puppy in it. And that was Howard. And he was doing a film called The Music Machine. His character was called Howard Telfer. So we called it the dog Howard. Aww. We obviously loved it very much, but we were living in a bedsit in Crouch End. We had no idea how to train a dog. The dog was walking over us and pissing over us all night long. And eventually, I said to my mum and dad, would you just have Howard for 2 weeks?
But that's why I did.
14 years later, Howard died at my parents' house, having had the best life, yeah. And he was my dad's best friend. But
it was so funny. The lady I was sitting next to today, Tina,
in
the audience, she said that she'd sat next to your dad and what a lovely man he was.
Oh, did she?
And I was saying we all loved Bin because he used to come down and bring all sweeties. And
he did because of the toffee factory.
And you were truly scrumptious.
Yes, right. Truly scrumptious. That's right. That's what he used to call me at school. Oh, yeah. My dad used to love a day out at Loose Women. Anyway, we've got to get the car. Madam.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so over and out, we shall continue to try to remember and fail miserably what we used to get up to, which is probably a good thing in our case.
That's probably good.
You're on Juicy Crack, right?
Okay.
So me and my friend David O'Reilly, who is currently back in Dublin for a bit, and he's over in London for just... What are you over for?
Escapism
to see his friends like me, and we've had a lovely meal in Groucho, and now we are at Wyndham's for Oklahoma, which I did think was going to be traditional, but it's odd. And we've come into the theatre, a theatre where we've both been to, and indeed David's played it, and it's very odd. There's lots of guns up there, obviously Oklahoma, but it's like going into a National Rifle. It's like going to the Royal Federation. What do you call that thing? In the gun right? Royal. What? What is it? What is it in America?
The BLT.
The BLT.
The NRI.
Yeah.
The NRI.
The MRI. National Rifle Association. NRAs. Yeah, it's like going into that. Right. And we've just ordered at the bar because we've got a drinks voucher with our tickets. We're invited guests for the media night. And David got a Sprite with a normal opening.
Normal opening.
And I got a sparkling water with, you know what I'm like for packaging, with an opening. Oh, my God.
And then just to refill it, you just push it back.
Thank you so much. You. So the lady, usherette, you call me allowed to say that.
The lovely usher took the came over.
We asked came for over. We asked for assistance because
lost four tops on my fingers.
Yeah, and basically, I've just had my nails done. I wasn't prepared to risk it to have some water, as I've already had 19 gallons at the Groucho Club, and she's had to go and take it to the bar person. What was wrong with the fucking ring pull?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but again, some fella who's got too many degrees has gone, oh, I know what people... Life isn't hard enough for people, why don't we really stick it to them?
Do you know what, I'm sick of these ring cans, which have been working perfectly fine, and nobody's ever, ever, ever said that they don't work, but we're going to put this new type on, and who, when they put these on, went, those are fabulous.
My God, are they great.
They've changed the way I drink water, how I look at water, how I perceive water.
I have no feeling in the tops of my fingers, but my God. And to top it all off, we'll be lucky if I can get out of this seat at the end of the night. I'm quite a larger lady.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Are these really narrow, these seats?
No, I'm just very wide.
Actually, talking of that, David's got a lovely documentary series going to be happening. I'm not going to say much about it now till it's completely greenlit, but it'll be very, very interesting and very exciting and very informative. Sorry, some people just came past. And we look like we are the Clampets of Beverly Hillbillies who've come to the theatre. But nowadays, you have all these rows that don't have any aisles in. So everybody's got to go along the long route. Oh, my God. Anyway, there she is with a... Is that a cello or a double bass? What is that, a double bass?
That's a double bass, I believe. Imagine, yeah. Big old double bass.
And to boot, this has got about as much sparkling as me first thing in the morning, this fucking water.
But don't you just feel better for having not had to use the rain can?
Oh, my God, I can't even tell you. You do all of that, it goes back to the bar, comes back, and you don't get it's not sparkling enough.
Do you know what the rain cans are for as well? Do you know what that bit is for when you open it, the round bit?
What?
For straws. This is what you're supposed to do. You can't obviously see this.
No, but
you turn the rain can round and that holds your straw.
Do you know something? I didn't even know that.
I never knew that until a few weeks ago. So you put your straw on the round bit, so you open your can, turn the thing...
Swivel the ring pull round.
And the little circle...
The round bit's for the straw.
Holds it in place, so you don't have to worry about it going everywhere.
Wow, isn't that interesting? Then again, you see, they've left no department for a straw in the new things.
In the new accounts where you have to...
I know I've lived without it because I've never found that out till now, but now I know about it, I'd like a straw department. Absolutely fuming. Also, now this show is apparently 3 hours and 50 minutes long. Now, hopefully it'll be as wonderful as the reviews I've read, but I tell you what, that is a bloody long time in the theatre. Because I'm a lover of an hour and a half. No, don't say that. I'm a lover of an hour and a half straight through. I didn't tell you. I'm going back to the theatre next year. Hope Mill at Manchester. I wanted to do a small theatre. And I'm going to do... we haven't announced it yet, but I'll just announce it on here. I'm going to do a new play by Jim Cartwright that they've asked me to do called The Gap with Matthew Kelly, just me and Matthew Kelly.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm shitting myself already. The guy called Richard Banks is so lovely, so good, so lovely.
I love that.
Yeah, this is... It's going to be interesting, isn't it? It's very bright. But the songs are the same, and apparently they're not, like, because I didn't want it to be Oklahoma. I can't do drum and bass noises, but you know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no, I can't cope with it.
As you said, it's a very unusual media night.
Also, the other thing about Oklahoma is, I don't think when I saw Oklahoma, I read any more into it other than girl plays hard to get. Do you remember she's pursued and she plays a bit hard to get? But apparently, this is looking at the darker undertones of it. I suppose you could say there's dark undertones to anything if you look hard enough.
Well, yeah, look at Greece. Girl doesn't get boy, she becomes slut, gets boy.
I know.
No, you're right, there is that. I mean, if you look for anything, I suppose you'll find it there. I'll be interested to see.
It gets boy.
Girl comes slow, gets boy. Too boring for boy at the beginning. But I'll be interested to see what you think at the end. You'll have to let them know what you think at the end.
Of this?
Yeah.
You haven't seen this, though?
Well, I've not.
I know it goes dark, literally and metaphorically, doesn't it?
Yes.
This play. Anyway, we'll keep you posted when we've done and when we get David out of his seat. And the nice thing about tonight is normally when you go to a media night, you get all of the press there, and as you walk in just to go to the theatre, they've all got their bloody microphones just in your face, and because you're all excited to go to theatre and everything, you often say things that catch you off guard, and I'm always really aware that I'm such a bloody gob of the tie-in. But you remember last time they were all over following us down the aisle and everything. This, with the greatest of respect, I only recognise me and David in here. I don't actually... It's a very odd media night because I assumed it meant either gala night or press night. So... Maybe it is all of these people are media. That's all I can think of. That it's not a gala night. That this is an invited night for the press to come, and we've just... come along to it. That's all I can...
And they said, bring the Times.
Because the look...
Guardian, drink Juicy Crack.
Bring Juicy Crack. And Juicy Crack is here to do a full review.
At the moment, I was going to say it's an all-female musician thing, but it's not. Oh, no, these look like original Oklahomas, don't they?
The guys, we're missing the gingham.
We're missing the gingham. There's not any gingham whatsoever. In fact, it looks like IKEA with guns, does it, at the minute?
Yeah, just a lot of MDF everywhere.
I think everybody looks more like journalists, don't they?
Yeah. A lot of agents here as well.
Yeah, there's cowboy boots coming in here. So okay. I'm desperately trying to hope that there's a little bit of the traditional. But as we look like we're in a Scandi sauna, I'm not quite sure. It's very, very odd.
What's the slimmest you've gone down to before?
Thank you.
14 and a half.
14 and a half. Is that what you should be, 14 and a half?
Oh, that was even me. It's like it was your friend Linda.
Yeah, she does.
You know, I should be even skinnier.
Should you?
Because of my height, I'm only 5'7".
9, 10, 11, 12.
I would never have put you at that. I always would have put you taller.
Some days, I feel like I'm living in a parallel universe. I'm not going to say more than that because I don't know when this will go out. But needless to say, today is a parallel universe day of what's going on, what I'm reading about while I sit in a pyjama that I've spilt porridge down the front in my pyjamas in Cheshire. Anyway, I'm going out to go to the gym, then I'm going to the dentist, then I'm going to the ENT specialist. And that's what's really happening in this universe. In the other universe, I'm someone else. Okay, bye. So guys, if there's anything that you've ever heard me talking about that you'd like to hear more of, or indeed anything you can suggest that me, DK and Lincoln can bring to the table, contact me on denisewelshpod@gmail.com. And indeed, if you've got any questions, ask away. We'd love to hear from you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.